Chapter 23. In the dark, with his hurts and a dead thing that had been a man, Detlef overcame his urge to cry. He was a genius, not a poltroon. His love would not die. Nothing he could do would stifle that. He would end up expending millions of words on it, and still never be able to snuff it out. His sonnet cycle, To My Unchanging Lady, was not complete, and this parting would inspire the third group of poems. It would spur him, perhaps, to his greatest work. The smell was terrible. It was the smell of death, the familiar smell of death. Detlef felt a kinship with the dead playwright.
Bruno, he said, I'll revive all your plays. You've earned that much of me. Your name will live again, I swear it.
The dead thing didn't answer, but had not expected him to.
Of course I might make some revisions, bring your work up to date just a little.
Genevieve was gone, and she would never come back. The loss was worse than any wound he'd sustained. He tried to think of something, anything, that would make the hurt go away and make it better. Finally, he spoke again.
Bruno, I'm reminded of something Papa Fritz told me. It's a story about a young actor visiting Taradash himself when he was producing his own plays in Altdorf, running the old beloved of Ulrich Theatre across the road, although I've also heard it about a young minstrel visiting the great Orfeo.
His breathing was stronger now, and the pain in his leg was going away. Soon they'd come for him. Genet would send people back for him. Guglielmo wouldn't let him lie broken for long.
Anyway, Bruno, here's the story. A young actor from the country comes to the big city in search of fame and fortune on the stage. He can sing, he can dance, he can juggle, and he was a star in his university players' company. The young blood gains an audition with Taradash, and the great man is quite impressed, but not impressed enough to offer a place in his company. You're good, Taradash says. You've got a lot of talent. You've got the looks of a leading man. You've got the strength of an acrobat, and you've the grace of a dancer. You've learned your audition pieces very prettily. But there's one thing you haven't got. You haven't got experience. You're not yet 18, and you know nothing of life. You've not loved, you've not lived. Before you can be a great player, and not just a talented mannequin, you must go out and live life to the full. Come back to me in 6 months, and tell me how you fared.
Detlef's face was wet with tears, but his trained voice didn't break.
So, Bruno?
The lad leaves the theatre, Taradash's advice going round and round in his head. 6 months later, he comes back, and he has a new story. You were so right, master, he tells the great man. I've been out there in the city, living for myself, experiencing everything. I've met this girl, and she's shown me things about myself I could never have imagined. This has never happened before. We're in love, and everything in my life dances like a blossom on a spring breeze. Detlef looked at the slumped bulk of the man who'd been the trapdoor demon.
That's perfect, Taradash says. Now, if only she would leave you.